Cool Parts presents Preps Rewind on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Mike Danson.
Good morning out there in northern Colorado. I am Mike Danson. This is Preps Rewind here in the Aloe Fiber Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We are presented by Gould Parts. Gould Parts in Eaton, 45 East Collins. Open 7 days a week. Give them a call, 970-454-3355. They will get you the right part. All Napa parts provider, owned by Alan Gould and his family since the 70s. Staff has been there for just as long, and they will get you exactly what you need. I will probably be running in there today, about 5 minutes from my house. Need a new battery for our Jeep Wrangler that we have, so I will be swinging in there, and they will hook me up today, this afternoon at some point. So you guys also head up there for all your parts, automotive parts needs. One thing I want to talk about, so last week we had Eaton and Platte Valley football coaches. This week, we're going to have Eaton softball coach Dale Hughes, and we're going to have Platte Valley volleyball coach Tanya Davies in. One of the things I want to say, everybody's going to go, oh my gosh, you're having Eaton and Platte Valley, Eaton and Platte Valley. I started out with Coach Troy Hoffman last week because that was a comfortable interview for me. I've known Troy for such a long time. And then I wanted to start working through the state champions from last year and those programs. And that's what we're going to do as we move through until football season goes. And then obviously on Saturday mornings after those Friday nights, we're going to have a lot of scores to report about. So we will bring those in as that gets going. But we're going to work through this week. We have defending state champion Eaton softball, defending state champion Platte Valley volleyball. And then next week, I've talked with Coach Lane Wasinger at Roosevelt. As of right now, he's going to be scheduled in to join us next week. So we're going to do that. So we're just going to kind of work our way through these state champions from last year. One thing that we can talk about, I was looking for some golf scores from this past week, and they're tough to find. I got onto Chasa Now, trying to look at the tournaments from the area, and they give you the scores from, say there's 15 teams at a golf tournament, they give you the scores of 10th place through 15th, and then if you want to get the rest of the scores from there, it's a $30 fee. Get that paid for. So here in the next few weeks, hopefully I'll be able to pull up some of those golf scores, get that taken care of. One thing we can talk about Preps Rewind-wise, though, is if you're itching for the football season, the prep football season to get going, on Coach Speak from 10 to 11, Monday through Friday, Coach Bruce Dick is having all of, pretty much, I look at this list, pretty much all of the football programs from the area on. He's talking to coaches. He's talking to players. So one thing that you can look at on the podcast-wise, if you didn't get a chance to catch those live, this week, August 7th, during Coach Speak, Coach Bruce Dick had Eaton on. August 8th, he had Platte Valley. August 9th, Fossil Ridge. August 10th, Roosevelt. August 11th, University. So all those are up on the KFK website. You can go into Coach Speak and you'll find those podcasts right there. You can listen to those. A lot of good stuff came from those. And as we move on, a lot of the other schools in the area are going to be talked about. We will, I think that's kind of how I'm going to close the show today, is we're going to talk about who's coming up on Coach Speak with Coach Bruce Dick. 10 to 11, Monday through Friday. We'll go through the rest of this list, who he's going to have over the next couple of weeks. Lots of coaches, lots of players in studio talking to Coach about the upcoming football season. As I talked about, we will have Coach Dale Hughes here coming up. That'll be our next segment. I think we're going to take our break right now. We'll get to that. And then we're going to have head coach Tanya Davies from Platte Valley Volleyball. It's going to be our first in-studio guest, so this is going to be fun for me to have somebody to look at and talk to here. So we'll get back to those after this break. You are listening to Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back into Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts. All right, we are here with Coach Dale Hughes of the Eaton Softball Program. Coach, how are you today?
I'm doing real well. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great. Good to talk to you. Thanks for making this work here. Just wanted to kind of, I'm reaching out to all the state champions from last year, kind of getting ready for the season. I look at your roster and I think, holy smokes, this is a state championship team, and you graduated, I believe, three girls from that team. You have a possibility of even being better this season.
Well, considering that we did have two former starters that were planning on being starters last year, were injured before the season and were out for the entire year, then we get them back full bore this year. So we're expecting some good things. That's for sure.
Yeah, Coach, and let's talk about one of those gals, Sadie Ross, coming back off of, I believe, a knee injury. Just the expectations for her, are you going to kind of ease her back into it, or is she fully ready to go?
Well, if you know Sadie, there's not much in the way of easing anything, but we're going to do our best to use her in the right ways, but she was pretty excited at practice yesterday. She got a total clean bill of health from the doctor, and doctor states that she is 100% full go on softball activities. So,
oh, Coach, that's just fantastic news. And just, you know, you've been kind of waiting. I believe she was player of the year as a freshman, and then she misses last season, and now ready to go here this year. That's just great news.
Yes, it is. It's and to go with what... Not too many teams are going to have the luxury of having two starting pitchers this year, both who have experience winning state championships, like her and Julia Meager.
Yeah, and you bring her up there. Looking at Julia Meager's stats, 15-5 last season, 138 strikeouts. But the thing that stood out to me, 2.74 ERA, that's just fantastic. And to have that coming back, it really something you can just lean on right away to begin the season.
Yeah, you know, and some of that ERA, we play an aggressive and difficult schedule. We play some, you know, a lot of 4A schools. We play Riverdale Ridge and Holy Family. And, you know, she goes up against some good competition. And still to perform and have the stats that she had is this a testament to her hard work.
Yeah, Coach, another one that stood out to me as I was looking at some of the stats from last year, I hope I don't butcher the name, but Kiana Smith, she hit .471 last year. Is it possible that she could be hitting over .500 at the end of this coming season?
You know, it's possible. I mean, she's a hard worker, and softball is what she loves, and she works very hard with hitting, and she's done an awful lot of work with our current UNC baseball coach, Mike Anderson, has worked with her a lot with her hitting over the years. And we're planning on, since we lost Blake to graduation, the move is to move Kiana over into the shortstop position this year.
That's great, Coach. I one thing that I'm wondering about, I was a football coach in my past life here, and I know that volleyball kind of has camps throughout the summer. For summer stuff for softball, is it a camp where you go and there's a lot of teams there, or is it more like a summer league that you guys do?
Well, the girls all have their club teams that they play on. A lot of my girls will start playing club as soon as the high school season's over again in November, play through the winter. I've got quite a few girls that play on out-of-state teams, and the ones that aren't fortunate to play on those kind of teams, they still have their high-quality teams here in Colorado. And, of course, spring weather in Colorado can be difficult on baseball and softball, but... Yeah, no, they play their club games all the way up into July.
And then you just kind of bring them back together as August comes around.
Well, in July, 1st of July, then we start our lifting and conditioning programs. We get them in the weight room and condition, and we do a little on-field work, too, at the same time.
All right. Yeah, I was just curious about that. I never really I was so involved with football while I was coaching, I didn't really pay much attention to the softball program and how they were getting ready through the summertime. So that's very interesting to me. Coach, another lady that I had wrote down here, Stephanie Bingley, I believe. Yeah, she did a great job at the plate, but she was also pretty good on the mound for you last year.
Yeah, I mean, she suffered a little shoulder injury last year, and we kind of had to put her on the shelf there those last 3 weeks of the season, and Julia had to pretty much take over that pitching all the rest of the season. But Steph this year will be primarily, you know, she's a fantastic third baseman, and she has an arm that's almost unbelievable how hard she throws it, and she'll be right there again in the middle in the batting order with her stick.
Coach, another thing that I kind of look at, you start the season out with Fort Lupton, and then it looks like you head to a tournament that next weekend. Is that kind of how you prefer that season to go, is get a bunch of games in there early with the tournament?
Well, we do that tournament. That's the one that we host. We host it here at Eaton, and we'll play it at the rec center facilities at the complex there. But it's a 3A tournament, and traditionally, I think this year again, out of the 12 teams that are coming, 8 of them qualified for the state 3A state tournament last year.
So it's a
good competition. We have a waiting list for people who want to play in it, and I mean teams from Lamar and La Junta, they come up. Delta comes all the way down out of the mountains to play, and they're always in the state playoffs. So it's a good chance for us to play good competition, for them to play good competition. And, you know, it's all about RPI. I'm not sure exactly how football works, but for softball and for baseball, it's so much all about RPI and playing quality opponents.
Yeah, that's. It seems like that's the way of the world for high school sports in Colorado at this point, that RPI is such a big deal. And that's a great way to get a bunch of good teams together and help that RPI in the long run.
Yes, absolutely. And then, you know, gives a little feel for what we're going to be going up against later in October.
Coach, you talked about Julia and how she had to kind of take over a lot of the pitching duties towards the end of the season. Is there a pitch count issue and stuff like that with softball?
No, there is no pitch count in softball like there is in baseball. Every once in a while, somebody brings one up, but it's never really been able to take flight. You know, I pay attention to their pitch counts, but the pitching motion in softball is so different than baseball that traditionally where a pitcher really gets tired once their pitch count gets up is mainly in their legs, not really their shoulder and their arms. But
yeah. What's one thing that you're really stressing and working on here as you started practice Monday and you're just a few days in? What's one thing you and your group are really working on?
Well, we really put together, we finished up our evaluation process for the tryouts as of yesterday. So today we will announce and break them up in the varsity and JV teams. But the overall philosophy is once again, to pitch it and catch it. You know, baseball and softball are games that, you know, you need to throw it and you need to be able to catch it. Hitting is something that we do, but you know, the emphasis early in the season is getting them back on track with our defense and our pitchers getting back into shape because they haven't pitched now for probably about a month from club.
Yeah. Coach, you know, I appreciate you coming on and joining us here. One thing that I did last week with a couple of football coaches, I want to give you that same opportunity. I know I was a head track coach for a couple of years, and I understand how hard it is for, you know, building up that money reservoir to be able to purchase all the things you need. I'm just, if you have a fundraiser going on that you would maybe like to talk about and a way that somebody could reach out to you to join in and help out, go ahead and talk about that a little bit.
Well, we do a fundraiser, but what we do, we got onto this a few years ago. Mainly I got it because I also coach baseball at Eaton. I'm the assistant coach in baseball.
Okay.
Todd Hernandez, the head coach, got this information from a coach back east about a hit-a-thon. And baseball raised some significant money just doing a hit-a-thon. So we got on board with that for softball about 3-4 years ago. And, yeah, it does us very, very well. We have the girls go out and get pledges on how far they hit the ball, total yardage or feet. And you'll pledge, you know, quarter a foot, a dime a foot, or just a flat donation to the program. And, yeah, we've started doing that, and it pretty well takes care of all of our needs for the entire year.
Yeah, that's a fantastic idea. That's not something that I had ever heard about before. So if they just show up maybe around your first game there, they can get in touch with some of the girls and get on board to help you guys out.
Well, actually, we've got scheduled for this coming Monday. We do have some uniforms, and you know, Garrison's works with us very well about holding the bill until we get some money in to pay for it.
But yeah,
we have our hit-a-thon this Monday, and we'll do it right after practice. It takes maybe 45 minutes to get all, you know, 25 girls through it and get their hits in, and then the girls then spend the rest of the week out collecting the money. So
okay, all right, Coach. Once again. Coach Dale Hughes, Eaton Softball, I appreciate your time here, and I look forward to seeing how your season goes. Good luck, and maybe we'll chat again as the season progresses.
Yeah, I'd like that very much. Appreciate that.
All right, thanks, Coach. Here we are, Preps Rewind. That was Coach Dale Hughes with Eaton Softball. If you're interested, he talks about the fundraiser there at the end of the interview. If you're interested, Monday, you can probably get in touch with the athletic director and he can point you in the right direction so you can get up there and help out the Eaton softball team with their fundraising stuff. On the other side of this break here on Preps Rewind, we will be speaking with Platte Valley head volleyball coach Tanya Davies. She will be here in the studio, in the Aloe Fiber studio with me. We will be back after this break. You are listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back into the Aloe Fiber Studios. You're listening to Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts here on KFKA. And now I'm very excited. This is only my second show, but I'm excited to have somebody in the studio with me to talk to. And that is Tanya Davies, Platte Valley head volleyball coach. Her second stint now as the Platte Valley head volleyball coach. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. I love talking about our girls.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming in. It's nice to have somebody else to look at other than Micah on the other side of the glass there. No offense, Micah, but I'm really excited to have you in here and be able to talk to you about Platte Valley volleyball, defending state champions, 15th state championship as a program. That is a state record. What's it mean being the head coach at Platte Valley, this being your second stint, but taking over that program and the history that it has and the expectations that it has comes with also?
I mean, I love the tradition that's at Platte Valley. We have community members that come back and talk about their time. We have people who are in the school working, talking about their time at Platte Valley. It's just such a deep tradition, and it allows our girls to really kind of see what happened before and kind of emulate that and work hard to achieve that as well.
Yeah, when I was in school, I graduated from Platte Valley. I believe, went to 3 volleyball state championships. They won 2 of them. And then the year that they didn't make it to either of them, the girls went on to win the basketball state championship. Mm-hmm. So just lots of history altogether on the women's side of sports out there. Coach, you lose really 2 big-time seniors with Andy Schisler and Bree Bunting stepping away, graduating. But you have somebody like Carson Fetzer who – just a sophomore last year, you look at the amazing stats that she had. What do you go into the off season with somebody like that who has such a great season as a sophomore asking them to work on?
Well, so not only Carson, we have that whole class, that sophomore class last year really contributed with Lauren Wymera, and we had Ollie on there, Hernandez. We had a freshman with Addie coming in. So we had a lot of younger kids playing for us last year. But we had some great senior mentorship with Andy Bree and Haley. So it was just a really fun season. But they really learned from those girls last year on how to be leaders, and to see them over the summer start to really mentor the younger girls. I feel like their leadership has really stepped up, and they're demanding better out of themselves. So we go into each practice. We went over the summer into open gyms, and they came in ready to learn, ready to work hard, ready to get better at whatever it is.
Well, and that kind of leads into where I was going to take this is you look at the roster and that senior class that you have this year, not a lot of playing time, not a lot of experience, but when you have like Carson and Lauren, when you have them, are you really leaning on them as juniors to lead this program at this point?
Well, those two are our captains for this next year, and they have really kind of put you know, a lot of work on their shoulders and have really kind of trudged through it, and they're taking it really well. So they're pushing the others as much as they can. But they're really a couple of leaders in a group of leaders. I feel like at any time our whole team can, you know, anyone on that team can take over and lead, as well as kind of help push Carson or help push Lauren. And so I say they're the captains, but they're leading other leaders to help them as well.
And Coach, you look at like having Lauren Wymera back to kind of run the offense from that setter spot. That just has to give you so much confidence going into the season, knowing that she's been there, done that, and she's going to just, you know, continue to improve. But to be able to put the offense in her hands from that setter spot has to be huge for you.
Definitely. You know, replacing a setter is one of the hardest positions in volleyball, just because, you know, you're needing to have them kind of read your mind on what you want to have happen with the offense. And she's done a great job for 2 years. She has 2 years left. We're really blessed to have that, you know, and our hitters are comfortable with her, and she's comfortable with that. You know, I know last year, she was kind of overlooked at time because she's a smaller setter. But, you know, she can pull up and block some of the bigger hitters in our conference and in the state. So she definitely demands her presence on the court.
And that has to be huge, having those two back. Like, you look at the area and volleyball in this area at your level, it's just amazing. I wrote down, I think, 5 of the 12 teams at state were from, you know, this mm-hmm. northern Colorado area. Having those two, knowing that the strength of your schedule coming up is going to be very difficult, it has to be just huge.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, honestly, we have both of our outside hitters back, Carson as one and Hayden Haynes as the other. You know, Hayden has definitely stepped it up. She's going to be a 6 rotation player for us this year. And so she's demanding that presence as well. So being able to kind of have some key positions that are really stepping it up and have that experience has been huge for us.
Yeah, Coach, this team, I just can't believe how young you still are. You just won a state championship last year, but you look at this roster, and this is still a very young team. Did you guys go to any summer camps or have a summer league or anything like that? I'm sure there's a lot of girls that are playing club volleyball through the summer, but did you guys get together as a group and go do anything?
Well, as a smaller school, we normally give our kids June off because they're playing basketball. They're, you know, in FFA, FBLA, that we want to give them some time to travel. And so we really hit it hard in July, and we do summer league with Eaton and UH and Windsor and, you know, all sorts of teams that go out there on Wednesday nights. We traveled to Kearney in Nebraska to do a team camp there. We did the UNC team camp. So July has really allowed us to bond as a team and just kind of figure some pieces out, because, as you said, we lost some seniors last year. We lost right side and 2 middles. And so trying to put our puzzle back together with our, you know, kids coming up and people filling some roles has been kind of interesting. But the summer allowed us to kind of mix and match all summer. And then we're still kind of figuring some things out. But I think everybody's understanding what we need from those roles.
Well, and that's, as I kind of looked at the roster, the one thing that I noticed is that, you know, kind of defensively at the net, you lost a lot of blocks.
Yeah.
From those, you know, Andy and Bree last year, they were the ones at the net making the blocks. You've talked about Hayden. You've talked about Eliana. Is that correct? Are those two the girls that you're expecting to kind of step into those spots to be the blockers, or?
Well, Allie is a defensive specialist, so she'll be in the back row covering it. Really, we've got some other girls looking at middles right now. So we have Mackenzie Piper, who played last year. She was a sophomore last year and is a junior this year, so part of our kind of younger squad. She in the past has been a setter, has been an outside, has been kind of big in the back row. But we threw her in as a middle a couple of times, and she reads really well. Obviously, there's work to do, but she could do that. We had a player that just decided to play on Friday, so she got all of her sports stuff in. She's actually on the basketball team, Camber Offinga, so she can possibly fill that role with some blocks. And we have a freshman that came in, Kennedy Nelson, who has been working hard to try to fill that role. With middles, we've got some people that we're looking at. We're not, solid anywhere, but they're all hungry to try to help any way they can, and so they're working hard. And then on the right side, Lauren Pagel, she was on the team last year and was kind of like our eighth man or ninth man. She would go in wherever we needed her. We had her set a little bit when we needed to. We had her go in when we had some injuries. And so she's really stepped up, as a blocker on that right side too. So we've got some options. We're just trying to see what's in our toolbox and see what fits well together. Well,
if you're going to have a toolbox like what you guys have with the youth, I think you're in a really good place at this point. One of the things that I kind of do when I'm going to meet with a coach is I just go on to see if there's a Facebook page or something like that. And I've kind of looked at yours, and one of the things that stood out to me is I saw that you had inflatable pools at practice the other day. What was going on there?
Well, two-a-days, the first week can be a little tough, and you can get a little sore. So we actually filled them with ice and water, and they had a little ice bath. Before that, we filled some buckets with ice water and had some apples in there and did some apple bobbing. The pools were for ice baths. They can relax some of their muscles, kind of recover, rejuvenate, that type of thing. But they've been working hard all week. And so we wanted to kind of reward them, as well as all week we've been doing some team challenges. So they've been really bonding as a team. And I guess when you're cold and freezing, you really get to know each other.
Yeah. I remember sticking track kids into ice baths, going into like the state track meet and stuff like that. And it was so much fun. They hated it getting in there, but they were having fun while doing it. And the team building that happens in an ice bath is pretty spectacular. Coach, do you have a scrimmage coming up here?
We don't. We start our season with the Eaton tournament, and it's a Friday-Saturday tournament, and then we have the Lewis Palmer tournament coming up that's a Saturday. And so we don't necessarily want to take another Saturday away from the kids because they're kids, they're teenagers too, they have families, they're students. And so we had a great July with playing a lot of games, and so we kind of roll from there, and hopefully we're better with what we do in the gym. We're putting them in pressure situations. We're scrimmaging each other, so that's kind of what we're doing to prepare.
Okay, and what weekend is that Eaton tournament?
It's August 25th and 26th.
And that'll be the first time that you guys step on the court for a go? All right. The competition, I'm guessing, at both of those, knowing Eaton and Lewis Palmer – just fantastic volleyball programs here in the state. I'm guessing the competition is going to be really tough at those.
Definitely. It always is. We get to see a few different people at Lewis Palmer, which is really nice. Some 4A teams, 5A teams that we don't necessarily see. And then at the Eaton tournament, they have, different competition as well. Last year we played Alamosa, so that was good to see someone that was, across the state. So, just seeing different people from what's in your league and what you see most week to week is good as well.
Coach, one of the things that I've been given head coaches an opportunity to do is talk about fundraising. I spent a couple years as a head coach, and I know how hard it is to get that money you need to add to the program, to get all those uniforms, all that stuff that you need to get through every season. Do you guys have a fundraiser going on that you would like to talk about a little bit, get the word out there?
We haven't started it yet. We actually are starting next week, handing out all the stuff to our kids because we wanted to get through tryouts first. And so our major fundraiser is just getting sponsors. We're kind of doing like a dig-a-thon, so you can sponsor like per digs in our first match. Or we have some sponsors that we're putting on T-shirts and the T-shirts that we throw out at all of the home games so that they'll get some advertisements on T-shirts that are Platte Valley Volleyball T-shirts.
All right. And how can they get in touch with you to be able to, if somebody wants to get involved, how can they get in touch with you?
I mean, they can just email me at the school. You know, my email is on our website. It's in any of our social media if they want to DM us. I mean, we can do that as well. But anybody that's interested, they can contact our athletic director, Travis Steiner. So it's pretty easy.
All right. Yeah. Reach out and help out these programs. We've got four now that we've put the word out there. It's tough as a head coach to get all that money that you need. And sometimes surprise things come up that you need and you just don't have the money. So if you have the ability to help these programs out, that would be huge. Coach, I'm really excited. Being a Platte Valley graduate, I always keep track of how all the sports are doing. And I'm really excited about where you guys are as a program, winning that, you know, Eaton, and I believe there's one other school that's at like 13 state championships. They were starting to catch up to that state record for volleyball state championships. I'm just excited about where you guys are at after winning last year and where this program is going. The future looks really bright for you.
Yeah. You know, it was definitely great to see that banner go up last year because it had been kind of a drought for us for a while. We'd been at state, we'd been in the Final Four, we'd been working hard, but we never grasped it quite yet. And, you know, we were able to put it all together last year when it really counted. But, you know, any team can do that because, especially in the Patriot League, our teams are tough. And at any time we can beat anybody or at any time we can be beaten, it's just who's ready and who's focused and who wants it the most at that moment in time. And we were able to do it last year, and hopefully we're getting our kids ready to do it again this year.
All right, Coach, I appreciate you coming into the studio. It's nice to have somebody in here to talk to. And just good luck on the upcoming season. I look forward to keeping up with you, and maybe as we get through the season, we can have you on another Saturday morning.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for having me.
Yep. All right, that wraps up our interview with Tanya Davies, Platte Valley head volleyball coach. You are listening to Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back into Preps Rewind from the Aloe Fiber Studios. We are presented by Gould Parts. Gould Parts in Eaton, 45 East Collins, 970-454-3355. Give them a call and get the Napa parts that you need. Better Business Bureau rating A+. Machine shop, marine, off-road equipment, car and truck parts, tractor parts, curbside pickup available. You can look up Gould Parts online. They will get you set up with whatever parts you need. Hit them up. Let's kind of jump back into the Platte Valley volleyball program there. As we talked about with Coach Tanya Davies there, this is a program that, as I said, when I was in school, they went to multiple state championships, won two in those 4 years. This is a program that in the late 70s, early 80s, I believe, was when it was the maybe it was late 80s, early 90s, somewhere in there. They won, I believe, like five state championships within like a 7 year span. Just a volleyball program that has been built up over the years. And as Coach Davies said, there was a kind of a stretch there where Eaton was just so dominant, especially in this area, but not only in the area, but the whole state at that same level, at that 3A volleyball level. And they took over and they won so many state championships within a 10-year span. And they were really catching up to Platte Valley. And then Platte Valley finds the way they had been battling through, finds the way, gets that 15th state championship, a state record. And then I believe it was like Lyman that has 13, and then I think Eaton is right there with either 12 or 13 state championships. Just an amazing program, and the feeling that it has to be for, you know, Coach Tanya Davies. She was the head coach for 2 years, and then Riley Haynes came over, was on the staff while Tanya was the head coach. Riley Haynes was there for 3 years as the head coach. And talking to Coach Davies before we got her on the air, she was saying how well her and Riley worked together, and they were Tanya kind of stepped in knowing Riley wanted to be the head coach, let her get her feet underneath her as a teacher, then let her take over the program, and in 3 years she gets it to a state championship. And then she has moved on. She is an administrator at Wiggins High School, I guess. And now Tanya Davies back in the driver's seat for this Platte Valley volleyball program. And I look at this roster and I go, man, they got some stuff to replace, like we talked about, the middle blockers. But with Lauren Wymera and Carson Fetzer out there, this offense is still going to be super strong. So expect there to be a little growing pains at the beginning of the season, but I expect this Platte Valley volleyball program to be right there at the end of the season competing for a state championship again. And those two ladies, Lauren Wymera and Carson Fetzer, are only sophomores. They were sophomores last year, juniors this year, so they have one more year. This could be a really good run for Platte Valley volleyball. As I talked about earlier, we were talking about Coach Bruce Dick having football programs on and talking about what's going on with their training camp coverage. Eaton, Platte Valley, Fossil Ridge, Roosevelt, University, all those teams' football coverage, training camp coverage is online. You can get on, listen to those podcasts. And then in the next 2 weeks, Coach Bruce Dick is going to have on Coach Speak, 10 to 11, Monday through Friday. He's going to have Day Spring starting on Monday, Highland on Tuesday. The 16th Wednesday will be Northridge Grizzlies. On Thursday, he will have Severance. And then on Friday, Windsor. We'll take a couple of days off there. And then starting again that Monday, the 21st, he will have Resurrection Christian. On the 22nd, he will have Greeley West. The 23rd, he will have Loveland. The 24th will be Valley. And the 25th will be Greeley Central Wildcat Day. So if you're really interested in that training camp coverage for high school football and what these coaches and players are expecting out of this upcoming football season, tune in to Coach Speak, 10 to 11, Monday through Friday. And Coach Bruce Dick will get you set up with all of these teams. If you miss one, don't worry about it. Get on the website, pull up those podcasts, listen to them. It's just such an exciting time of year for prep sports, you know, not just football, but volleyball. And we talked about softball also with Coach Dale Hughes today. Just so many things going on as these kids are getting back into school. I know, you know, my kids, they attend Eaton, the elementary school up there, and we have back to school nights coming up this week, and then one of them into the middle school for the first time. We have a middle schooler for the first time, starts on Wednesday, and then on Thursday all the kids in the elementary are going to be back to school. So we are here, we are to that prep season, and right here on KFKA we're going to have all that coverage for you with Coach Speak during the week. Friday nights, we're going to have the game of the week voted on by you listeners, where we're going to go, what teams we're going to cover on Friday nights. And then you can get all the recaps and all the scores here with me once we start getting scores. I'll tell you, that first segment for me, I'm looking at Micah through the glass here. That first segment for me, getting things warmed up, is a little bit of a struggle without any scores right now, trying to figure out what we're going to talk about. Maybe I'll get some more golf scores going into this next week. But once we get the football season going and all these other sports, man, we will have so many scores, we probably won't be able to get to all the ones that we want to talk to. One other thing that I want to let you know, as we start getting more of these things going, this last segment, I'm going to start going through all the stats. We do pick a player of the week for the football games, but One thing I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of look into these other sports. I'm going to look into softball. I'm going to look into boys golf. I'm going to look into boys soccer, girls volleyball. I think I'm missing one sport in there that's going on, but cross country. We'll kind of see what's going on around the area with all these other sports. And I'm going to pull up and I'm going to shine the spotlight on one of these kids that is having just that had a great week. That's kind of out of the realm of football because we already do give that player of the week for our game of the week for football. So I'm going to look into these other sports and I'm going to try to find these athletes and shine a spotlight on them that are just having a great week. So as we wind down here, I just want to thank you all for listening to Preps Rewind presented by Gould Parts. We are live from the Aloe Fiber Studios, and you have been listening to Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.